Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Sandy Poindexter, grandparent and worldwide traveler, has more suggestions for traveling solo with a grandchild to make it enriching and enjoyable. Is it possible to travel in a new way? Even a young child can compare trains, planes, and cars. Trains are better because you can walk around and the windows are bigger. Planes get you there faster. And you can stop when you want in a car. Long trips often produce "when are we going to get there?" questions. In an airport, give a child a copy of the flight information and show them how to navigate from check-in to the gate. In a car, it helps if a child knows where you are going and can track your progress on a map. Before you leave, point out the starting point, routes, and endpoints. Map reading, whether paper or digital form, requires spatial reasoning. There are several ways to apply math skills on a driving trip. Compute gas mileage or estimate time based on distance and speed. Ask, "What does 60 miles per hour mean? If we have 120 miles to go, how long will it take to get there?" Companies like Road Scholar have many grandparent-child educational trips that make it so easy. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.